Jonathan, could you close those doors, please? Thank you. So thank you for a rather robust discussion on the framework. Obviously, we know where we're going on this one. Kind of shift gears. I'm going to kick it over to Dr. O'Keefe, as we go through our initial discussion on priorities and then get to a council planning of what we've done so far and where we go for the rest of this year. So I will kick it over to you, Dr. O'Keefe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just bring up the presentation. So we will start our discussion of 2026 council priorities at this council meeting. We will take final action on council priorities at our December meeting. Next slide, please. So the proposed process for this year to set priorities for next year, a new list of priorities. So the executive director and staff will work to identify the required items. These include things like scheduled specifications for any of the stocks that need specs for 2027 and beyond. Any of our annual required tasks, some of these entail things like supporting the Scallop RSA program and approved multi-year tasks, which are on the list now and are not completed. These include several things that were paused this year and would be put on the list for a proposed priority for next year. We will also include all of the IRA initiatives that we're working on, as well as the executive order initiatives that the council recommended this week. So IRA began really in sincerity in 2025, and the executive order items are anticipated to begin in 2026. I have it in red here, I'm hopeful. We were not really able to do any type of public solicitation for new priority items for this year, for 2025, due to the workload. Hoping that we can have some solicitation for new ideas. So I made an announcement about this at the June council meeting. We'll have some discussion about it today. I'll explain a little bit more about how that solicitation process will work. So we'll have some in December when we get through the priority proposal process. We'll have a full council discussion of the proposed items, an executive committee recommendation to the council, and then council can consider adding, removing, or revising any of the proposed items. We will not be going back to the individual council ranking of any of the proposed priorities. We'll do this as a full council. Next slide. So I wanted to just provide an update on the status of our current 2025 priority list. There is a handout included with your materials, and we are in fairly good shape on several of the 2025 single year items. Most are completed or anticipated to be done by the end of the year. We obviously took final action on several things at this meeting. We will have more final actions in December related to groundfish and scallops. Some of the 2025 items were paused. As a reminder, Herring Amendment 10 was paused, and several groundfish items were paused so that we could revisit and resubmit Amendment 25. Just a reminder of those items was the review of the redfish sector exemption program, complete development of metrics to be used in the review process that will evaluate the monitoring system per Amendment 23, the Amendment 23 monitoring system review. In consultation with the SSC, continue working to revise the ABC control rule for Northeast multi-species stocks, and working towards phase two of a transition plan for Atlantic cod management units. Multi-year tasks that had been identified and were maintained through 2025, several of them are on track with the estimated timing, but again, noting that paused work for groundfish and herring with substituted work that we added on for 2025. To note these ongoing tasks that are listed in the priority list, this list continues to grow and the task continue to increase. This is partly where there's certainly some sensitivity around what the council wants to prioritize versus what council's being told kind of mandated have to do. And so the IRA projects, executive order, clearly changing in NOAA staffing and capacity, and you know, some of those responsibilities shifting onto council staff. Next slide. So the priorities proposal, there's another document in your materials where basically the proposal list as it stands now takes everything from 2025 that's not complete and moves it to 2026. The only thing that I added as a new thing for a little bit of potential consideration today is under the SCOLLOP tasks, and that is to develop new projection methods. We are in a position this year where we have to deviate from our ABC control rule, and we really can't do that as a long-term approach, so I've added that as a new, likely required task. Again, just please bear in mind this is a draft proposal list. This is where we start, and we start adding and modifying and taking input from PDTs, APs, committees through the fall. The list includes the required tasks, as I had mentioned what those were, any approved multi-year items. It also includes all of our kind of extracurricular committees, the SSC, NTAP, risk policy, any interagency tasks, as well as the IRA initiatives that will continue and our work anticipated under the executive order response. We do anticipate a continued heavy workload for the next 2 years. So as we move through the fall and consider what we can add to this list, I will just caution that I think the council really needs to think about which priorities they want to have. We can't add more than we can do. Next slide. So for input today, really just looking for any feedback, on the priority status for our 2025 list, questions, comments, any concerns, and then any initial discussion on the priority process proposal. Not really looking for a lot of feedback detailed on that list, but just kind of questions, comments, concerns. I know I've heard from several council members that there is a lot of concern around the council itself losing ability to set our own priorities as we're spending a lot of time on some of these externally mandated tasks. So as we start moving into December, we'll be adding and removing topics. Next slide. So the next steps will be these committee discussions on the priority proposals. If there's not a committee meeting scheduled, clearly we took final action on Monkfish and Skates the other day. That joint committee held those discussions already. If there are any other committees that are not meeting, we're going to try to find a way to either solicit through correspondence or set up a short webinar so that we can solicit from all of our committees. They will be adding and removing topics. The executive committee will meet on November 13th and review a priority proposal list from myself. They will consider capacity expectations, trade-offs, make revisions to that list, and then make recommendations to the full council in December. Next slide. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Dr. O'Keefe. Questions on priorities? Megan Ware.
Thanks. Yeah, just a quick question on process. Sometimes we have ideas that fit into existing frameworks. Would the time to be bringing those forward kind of over the next months into the December meeting as opposed to today? And I'm maybe not shockingly thinking about NGOM multiple areas if that's not able to be done this year, trying to slip that into the framework for next year.
Yes, thank you. I think that's an excellent example. I think an issue like that is much better put on the priority list, and then we know we're going to do it, and we can plan around it compared to potentially reacting and trying to cram it in this late stage. So, yes, if you want to put that on the start, thinking about putting things like that on the list now, and then in December, if we have completed some of those items, they would just obviously fall off.
So you're looking for that at this meeting? No. Okay.
Nope, I'd be looking for that from the SCOLLOP committee.
Jackie O'Dell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Dr. O'Keefe. So I was going to mention this the other day when we talked about the executive order and the recommendations that came forward from the different PDTs. And I know that this was also discussed when we were considering IRA funded proposals, but there's not much in here for small mesh whiting. And the PDT put forward recommendations under the executive order that I would recommend being put in the priority for next year for small mesh. I know we have a committee meeting in November, so we can talk about this with the advisors and committee on what that list is. But I would put forward what the PDT put forward, which is to, on that list, which is to There are four bullets. Evaluate and consider modifying the small mesh exemption areas, seasons, and boundaries. There's been a discussion that they've been in place for a long time. Fish are moving, fish are changing. It might be a good idea to reevaluate those now. And I think when I first got on the Whiting Committee a few years ago, that was mentioned, and it's been put off for a number of years now. The second bullet is to evaluate and consider revising and standardize incidental species limits. Third bullet, consider removing letter of authorization requirements for exemption areas. And the fourth is to evaluate and consider removing accountability measures for red hake. So I would just recommend that those be considered and the committee can talk about it, but I want to make sure I bring those up now for consideration in today's record and make sure there's something on the docket for the small mesh fishery next year. They have specifications. There's going to be an update, either a data update or I think it's a data update next year. So I want to make sure that there's something on there for them. Thanks.
Jeff Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Two questions, if I could. Dr. O'Keefe, and when we think about the staff resources that will be needed to do the projects related to the executive order response, I'm just curious what you're envisioning for the process moving forward. So we came up with a list of things that we wanted to submit to the secretary. So are we going to wait to hear back from them and see if they have they like our list and say, yeah, go forth, go get them, and then we'll commit resources to them? Or how will we decide which of those things we're going to be doing next year?
Thank you for the question, Mr. Smith. I wish I could answer it. I cannot. So we will be requesting more information at the upcoming CCC meeting on what the next steps are. The public comment period around the executive order is still open until October 14th. Executive directors anticipate that NOAA Fisheries may be looking at the entire range of comments, both from what councils submit as well as what the public submits. But it's unclear exactly what the next steps mean in terms of if we are going to be mandated a timeline or if we can select our own timeline. So by the December meeting, I truly hope to have more information about how we would be balancing resources around the executive order compared to our own council priorities.
Yep. Thanks for that. And then just one other quick question, given the interest in the room on the previous topic. I just want to confirm that the gear marking framework is on the list for the priorities for next year. I think I saw it on the list. I want to confirm.
Yeah, I didn't want to presuppose what the council was going to do today. It will be on the list.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Pierdenock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, that was my question. I mean, there was some discussion that the on-demand work group, technically they've achieved all their objectives, but with what was just decided upon and what then would require review with a framework, whether that's the opportunity for the on-demand work group to still, you know, function and be there and comment on what comes up associated with that framework.
Thanks for that question. I think we could put a proposal for the council to consider next steps around the framework. And if the working group is, if there's a desire from the council to continue the working group, that's one approach to it. I don't think it's the only approach, I'll be honest. I think the working group was tasked with a set terms of reference, which they completed 2 years in the making. And I have heard some feedback that, you know, maybe some diversity in that group, or certainly we're not necessarily getting all of the perspectives that we heard from this morning, which is, I think, part of the reason why there was some concern about taking action today. So it's one approach to continue working using the on-demand working group, but I think there's others. Thanks.
Any other questions for Dr. O'Keefe on the priorities? Seeing none. Safathi, I saw your hand come up.
Well, I thought you'd do another business. I did just wanted to say to Ollie why I apologize.
Sit down.
Could you just, sorry. Is this part of the other business?
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
I know. That's why I lowered it. So I'm sorry. I'm always doing things out of turn, but you guys have been so patient. Okay. I just wanted to thank you. I know you're working on your next goals and you're working on things that you need to do. And I really want to applaud you. I have not been to one of these council meetings in like over, I'd say, 15 years that it's been live. You've seen me all over the place in the past 3 years, learning and listening to all of you. I wanted to applaud you for today. It's very difficult, especially when I interrupted and said, come on, everyone, come in, and they're all lining behind you and everything else, and everyone was patient. I just wanted you to know how much I appreciate it. It's my community, my city. I've lived in the industry for over 30 years, but as a deputy commissioner, I applaud you on the hard work. It's very difficult, and to see all of that, and Dan, the new chair, congratulations, and Melanie, the vice chair, I put them all behind you. But I wanted to thank you for that. So under your new agenda, I give you all a raise. How's that?
Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
How do I shut that off?
There you go. Mr. Lucy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. So if it's a – we have one pause – item, the Amendment 10 and for Herring. We don't have a committee meeting scheduled between now and December, but it's what I'm understanding, and just for clarification, we don't need to have a committee motion to discuss keeping that on the list. It'll be decided as the full council. Okay, thank you.
That's correct.
No further questions on 2026 priorities. Seeing none, we will kick it over to our current council planning.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. This will be brief, I believe. Introduce this idea of just wrapping up the council meeting with where we are, where we're going at the June meeting. People seemed to appreciate it. So I created more mark for myself. Next slide, please. So just a quick update on priorities and tasks. For the priorities that we needed to complete today, this week, the Management Flexibility Omnibus, final action was taken. We will now need to follow up with completing the document and the submission. Similarly, with Groundfish Amendment 25, council voted to resubmit it. We will need to finish the document and submit. We need to complete the response to the executive order. That is due by next Tuesday. And what's not on here is the other kind of normal framework items that we did, which were related to specifications for skates, Monkfish, EFH, redesignation. All of those will need to be completed, submitted. We'll be working on those in the next few months. We'll also be, as I just previously mentioned, initiating the 2026 priority setting process. New tasks, we need to start thinking kind of in relation to Mr. Smith's question about the work plan for the executive order, the proposed task that the council approved this week. Coordinating that with priority setting and trying to get some feedback from the national level and expectations around timelines. CCC topics, there's a risk value matrix evaluation of stocks, just a little bit more detail on that for those that maybe haven't followed the CCC process. This is in line with one of our IRA projects, so it's not necessarily a completely new mandated task. But in terms of the timing, I think we're going to have to elevate this in the last quarter of the year. It's trying to understand high risk, high value stocks. So what Michelle Bachman presented yesterday, that the Climate and Ecosystem Steering Committee has already been considering around potential stocks that may not need conservation and management under Magnuson anymore, things that might be moved from a stock that's in an FMP to an ecosystem component species. So we're already sort of taking a look at this concept. This risk value matrix is a separate activity that's being coordinated at the national NOAA level. One example has been executed for the Pacific Fishery Management Council. I believe there's plans to work with the New England Council, but really kind of through the Northeast Fisheries Science Center. So that's another thing that in the last quarter. We also have a NEPA working group, which Mr. Jonathan Peros is chairing for. It's a CCC working group. This is a fairly large lift right now. NOAA Fisheries is considering new NEPA guidance kind of across the board and a little bit from a bottom-up, almost from scratch approach. So this is a bit of a time-consuming task for council staff right now. Additionally, there are NRCC tasks, revised scheduling and scope for stock assessments. We're still trying to work on understanding what the capacity is in the region, what we need to prioritize, what is going to be effective as data updates compared to management track assessments, and then how we apply data updates for specifications. Obviously, there was a lot of questions, concerns, council discussion around setting five-year specifications based on data updates. How exactly do we apply those? We need to come up with a more formalized process for that, and so it's not quite as ad hoc. This was the first iteration of New England applying data updates for monkfish and skates. The Mid-Atlantic has done this, and they have a bit more of a formalized process, so we'll be looking to them in the examples that they have, but we will need to be working on this in the last quarter of the year. Next slide. Council action updates. We did a lot this week. Thank you for monkfish, skate, groundfish, management flex, on demand, EFH, executive order. So that's good. That just means like a lot of writing and reviewing and submission in the next few months. And then we have more to go in December with groundfish, scallop, framework 40, and the strategic plan. Dogfish specs and an AM, that's a single framework action, and 2026 priorities. And you can always see where we're going, but with our three-meeting outlook that's on our website, this will get updated after this meeting and show us for December through next April. Next slide. Planned activities and meetings that are coming up in the last quarter or early into 2026. We have several IRA initiatives that are starting to really ramp up, lots of workshops. A holistic strategic plan workshop that's going to include all of the council members is being planned for January 6th and 7th. A governance staff-to-staff workshop is being planned in February. That is in one of our IRA initiatives that's looking at how we work across governance organizations, including the Mid-Atlantic and South Atlantic councils and the commission. The staff will be meeting kind of collectively to compare notes before we plan for a larger regional governance workshop in June. We're also planning a dynamics reference points workshop with our SSC in May. Those are all under IRA initiatives. Contractor deliverables. Ms. Bachman went through a lot of this in detail in the climate and ecosystem update yesterday, so I'll just highlight again. We've started to receive deliverables on our risk policy simulation contract, the portfolio project, and the ecosystem components. Meeting planning for the next 3 months. TMGC, the U.S. delegation will be meeting tomorrow for our public listening session and pre-planning, and then TMGC will meet as a whole in Halifax next week. There are two SSC meetings in October, one on the 8th, which will have scallops, ocean pout, and wolfish. And then the second one is October 21 to 22, which is the remainder of the groundfish that are on board for this year. The CCC meeting is being held virtually October 15th and 16th. NRCC will be meeting in Annapolis, Maryland, November 6th and 7th. And the East Coast Climate Group will be meeting, East Coast Coordination Group will be meeting, I believe, November 12th. Our council meeting in December is immediately following the Thanksgiving week. So you can see from the end of this meeting until that meeting, it's really packed. Some staff activities. I mentioned Mark Grant will be joining staff. He starts on October 14th. But this is also the time of year where we conduct our annual performance evaluations. That will be happening starting in a couple of weeks through the middle of November. And in terms of grant activities, we have annual grant reports for our two major cooperative agreements. Those are due October 30th. We then have a final report due for the previous, the 2020 through 2024 award. That's due January 30th. And we have federal financial reports due also at the end of October. Next slide. I don't think I need to say any more.
Any questions on Dr. O'Keefe's presentation for now through December 31st. Jackie O'Dell.
Good luck.
Not a question, but I definitely support it. Any further discussion on the presentation? Thank you, Dr. O'Keefe.
Thank you. I just want to close by thanking staff. This obviously was a very full, packed meeting with a lot of final decisions, a lot of preparation around things that very quick turnarounds, management flexibility just came up this year, executive order, lots of stuff. And I appreciate all the staff's hard work. I appreciate all the council's hard work and preparation. Preparing for 6 final actions in a single meeting is not ideal, but I'm glad we got it all done. And I will just say, you know, our council process can be slow, and that's on purpose. And the, you know, we take all the public input, and we have a lot of meetings. Please know that council staff is working very hard. Thanks.
Thank you, Dr. O'Keefe. So that closes our council planning. On to other business. Does anyone around the table have anything for other business? Tog Braun.
I just wanted to commend you on for your first meeting. That was that could have been an S show, and I thought you did a really good job, and people got heard, and it was a difficult thing that you did very well. So I want to congratulate you.
Thank you, Jeff Smith.
I just want to commend you on doing an excellent job running the meeting. It could have turned into a real S show, and it didn't, and it's because of your steady hand at the helm. So thank you, Dan.
Seems like there's an echo in the room. If there's... Eric Hansen.
Ditto.
Thank you very much. Seeing no other hands on other business, I would like to go through the list of thank yous I have today for my first newbie meeting here. Definitely, as always, thank you to the technical staff. This, as Dr. O'Keefe pointed out, was a big lift getting to this meeting. As always, you guys have, you know, gone above and beyond what is expected to you. Great on your presentations. Also, I want to thank the administrative staff, particularly Ms. Ferrant, Ms. Jones, and Ms. Goodyear. Sorry, I don't have any random Eric Reed type name for you all yet. I do want to thank the public. Oh, there doesn't seem to be much left here in the room here, but those that were here today in person in the past 3 days and also those online, definitely we love the input, and some of the spirited input today. It was much appreciated. And I also want to thank all you around the table, and fellow council members with your support for giving me the opportunity to take the chair here. And hopefully we make a good year out of this. So thank you again. With no other discussion, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.